News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment. How unusual is that? And it is produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And our history moment today is about how Thanksgiving has changed since the Pilgrim's time.
Many things do not change over time. Outwardly, the Thanksgiving Day of today is very different from that of the Puritan fathers and mothers. It has very little spiritual grace. It is the feast of the first turkey, the day when one goes to church in the morning and to a football game in the afternoon, and to the theater in the evening. And the stern New England pilgrim would reckon our church services to be just about as ungodly as our painted churches. It is a day for parade of new winter frocks as Easter is for parade of spring vanities in their newness. It is the day when the feathers and rustling silks and men in broadcloth and shining hats, when the atmosphere is drowsy with perfumes and the smell of good clothes, when one wonders where the poor are, for everyone looks prosperous. Yet it is not outwardly a day of spiritual things, but in many homes, it is really so. A day of home when sons and daughters come back to under their parents' roof, kinfolks gather together in good cheer, and the stranger is not forgotten. It is a day of real thanksgiving for some who dutifully set their hearts to consider their blessings and to give thanks for them, and to patiently forget their burdens and build up hope anew. A day of thanksgiving to the Lord. El Paso Herald Post, November 30th, 1899. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
You know, Bernie's gotten a lot better playing the organ.
Yeah, you like that?
I like the footwork with the pedals. Yeah, that was fabulous.
I'm really good at pedaling it.
Hey, yes. and he's here. Look
yes,
out.
Yes, I know. But yeah, I told him. He says, you better practice on that organ. Yeah, and his mom used to have an organ.
But they took the organ out. Yeah, don't go there.
She had an organ transplant.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying not to say. You know what I'm saying? But what is your phone number?
581-7920, area code 915. You know, it's so much fun reading those old newspaper clips.
I was just sitting around reading the paper. That was an editorial. I kind of enjoy this because of the language they use, the way they write, and how it started off the way it did. And then it ended up with, okay, it got back to the times. But it's amazing how things have change. You have Thanksgiving there, you go to church, and then you go play football.
And drink beer.
Yeah. Go to the theater.
Some people drink beer at church, and that's just another different church.
Yeah. Well, it used to be wine, so they've kind of upgraded.
Yeah.
But it's light beer.
This is the El Paso History Alliance. I'm trying to get this back on track.
I know.
El Paso History Alliance thing you do here. Bernie gave his phone number out already. Mm-hmm. We talk about Barbara.
Yes, Barbara Givenbaney, who's a lovely lady, and she has the Remember in El Paso Win Facebook page where they do all great things history, also where they post history and pictures and tons of things, and then she's got a great team over there that help her.
A whole bunch of them.
Yeah, and you've got, who have you got this
Nick
week?
Nick Prime. He's cousin of Optimus.
They
go do stuff for free. But the chief administrator is Barbara Givenbaney, and Nick Prime is the dude that works a lot. A moderator today we're featuring is Margaret D. Smith.
And she's not moderate in any way.
I'm not going to go there. But she's bigger than me, I think.
Yes, that's true. She'll smack you.
That's a good thing that happens. All right, now we've already figured out Bernie's in the studio.
Yes.
And that's a serious thing to deal with. Mm. And there he is. Bernie Sargent, how in the world are you?
I am just great.
You got you should see this on radio television. It really looks great. His head's lit up with lights.
Oh, well, he'll have his picture
in
a little while.
No, it's my hat, not my head.
That too.
And there's no batteries involved. That's really interesting how you do that.
I have a problem with airplanes trying to land on my car when I'm driving around.
An attempt to get serious here, however, we do need to talk about the Museum of History.
Lots of things happening there.
Museum of History, it took a turn with a new director. Tell me how that's all been going.
Well, they've actually had a number of directors, and Vladimir, who's there now, Dr. Von Surikoff, good Irish name. he's done an admirable job in turning that building around. I remember when we broke ground on that years ago, they forgot to plan the internals. You had a nice shell, but nothing inside.
Nobody wanted to pay for exhibit space.
No, no, they didn't.
Well, we need cases and book cabinets.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, we had the late great Frank Gorman stepped up, and he helped raise the funds to actually populate the inside of the museum. But then we didn't have direction on keeping it fresh. I mean, it's nice to go into a museum, but you go there one time, there's nothing new to see. But when Vladimir came on board, I mean, he changed that whole thing around, and he's got those people hopping in there with different displays happening all the time.
He also changed all the people.
He changed the people. There's only a couple of the old timers that are still there.
Right.
And every time I go over there, I'm fortunate enough to be on the foundation. Every time I go over there, it's just something happening, something new going on.
So what does the foundation board do?
The foundation board is responsible for raising funds for the exhibits and for the keeping it fresh, so to speak. We actually have a grant right now with the Hunt Family Foundation, and it's a 2-to-1 match or 3-to-1 match. So for every dollar we get, yeah, they give us three. And it's worked out very, very well. I mean, we can raise up to $1 million. And they'll match that.
So how do they find somebody to donate to?
Well, they have to contact me or contact the foundation. We have the El Paso County, the El Paso History. Let me start over again in English.
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Go.
El Paso Museum of History Foundation online. You can Google that, and it'll tell you about all the different ways you can donate. We also are actually selling portions of the building, so to speak, sponsoring areas for various amounts of money, too.
Ooh.
Which works out really well for us, too. And I can go into the detail on that in a couple of minutes. But
we could have the Bernie Sargent room.
Yeah.
That's the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, that's...
One stall.
No, actually, it's a trash bin out back. That's about what our budget is.
The dumpster.
But the thing is, this history museum has been put there on the old library's location, next to the old library.
Yeah.
And it was... They kicked off a... retirement home or something.
There was actually originally it was a cemetery.
Oh,
yeah, and they buried a lot of the Civil War veterans there. That's how far back it goes. The very first museum was right across the street,
okay.
Campo Santo, and they obviously closed that down because now it's a baseball park.
Yes,
but Angels in the Outfield. It's a true story.
Their bodies, maybe.
Yeah, but I think they had 9 people buried there, which Billy Smith, or Uncle Billy, as they called him, the old El Paso.
Really,
he was buried there, and a few others. But then they started using Cleveland Square, named after Grover Cleveland, because of his generous help with the different structures here in town. And then Carnegie Library was there for a while. And then the public library, and now the museum and the public library. And within the next year, the Mexican American Culture Center will be right next door to the Museum of History.
That's a real popular decision.
That's a topic we will discuss later.
But that's not what you're involved in. You're
on
the foundation board of the museum.
Right, yeah. We're mandated to help raise the funds to keep that a fresh museum and really bring it up to the level it should be for El Paso, a community as big as it is. And so, I think they've gotten a lot of it done.
Do you have exhibits on hand of what they got going on here?
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff going on here. I'm jumping pages here.
Jump a few pages to get where you're going.
Yeah.
What did we miss in those pages you jumped? We'll go back to that.
Memberships and all that.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah, they've got right now they've got Changing Past People, Land, and Memory. And what that is it's a kind of a exhibits on different neighborhoods throughout El Paso. And they talk about the Duranguito area. They talk about El Segundo Barrio, different areas like that where they actually have people bring in stories of their families that lived in those areas. And so when people visit, they can see old El Paso, where it came from, where it is today. Kind of a cool thing. And then Bases Loaded, which is going on right now, that's the history of baseball primarily in El Paso. And the gentleman who had donated or loaned this product to the museum estimates the value of that product to be close to $2 million.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about baseball mitts from, Civil War times.
Oh, his memorabilia is worth $2 million?
Yes. Yeah. Baseball bats, baseballs, the masks, the catchers.
Have you been to see the exhibit?
No,
I've
been through them. I missed that.
Yeah, Dr. Natalicio has some.
She has she's a huge baseball fan also.
Oh, yeah.
But this is an incredible exhibit. Now, that will go away at the end of December. And they're going to bring a new display in, which will be featuring the history of railroads in El Paso, which was so instrumental in developing El Paso.
That could fill up the museum if you did
very
that.
Easily,
oh my
yeah.
Gosh,
there,
yeah.
There's so much to talk about with that. We're talking about having a model railroad exhibit where the trains will be running all the time. And, you know, people like Prince McKenzie will be very much involved with the development of that display there.
Heck yeah.
But you know, up to 1881, we were kind of way out there in the middle of nowhere. A stagecoach stop, a covered wagon stop, as Michelle was talking about earlier. It was on the way somewhere else. And then in 1881, the railroads came through here. Now, they had theoretically, they were going to run Transcontinental Railroad on the southern route, which is the most versatile. You wouldn't have to go through the snow-blown places like Denver.
We're the southern route.
Yeah, we were the southern route. But then,
however,
people were smarter in Washington, D.C. than we give them credit for today. And in that, they said, you know what, we see some animosity developing in the South. We don't want to create a means by which they can transport military around if things happen. So let's
move
it north.
Or stop our military or whatever.
Yeah, so let's move a little bit north. So that's how it ended up in Utah, going across the border.
They get snowed in up there.
Yeah, that's why it took so long and cost so much money.
And so this is the southern route that's all free and clear or whatever?
Yeah, pretty much 365 days a year.
Yeah.
Now, we do have incidents where it isn't, but very seldom.
Very, very rare. Yeah,
that's a rare thing.
We're not reenacting Donner Party.
No, it'd have to be Mexican food.
It'd be beef jerky out here.
No, Mexican food. Donner Party would be Mexican food. Don't go there.
That's why I said jerky.
Yeah,
oh, that's always fun when you go to a restaurant and say, oh, how do we want to pay you? I said, Donner Party. And see how many people pay attention. What?
Oh, there's one less guy.
Yeah, or beach party.
Hey, back to where we were.
Okay.
History Museum being what it is. I mean, it's downtown. It's a kingpin of the museum world.
Uh-huh.
You got the city has three real museums that they run.
Well, there's actually over 25 museums in El Paso proper.
Three 25. The city runs.
The city runs, yes.
Yeah. And they run the Art Museum, the History Museum, and the Archaeology Museum.
Correct. Oh, by the way, for those of you who thought they were going to go out and practice the archery today,
oh, yeah,
it's been canceled because of the wind.
They canceled it.
Yeah,
they told
the wind.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
They sent the note out this morning.
Yeah. Well, you start throwing apples around and make a turn and hit the person next to you. So,
yeah. And you better have insurance.
An exhibit that they have there, which is not related to El Paso history, but it's a great exhibit. It's called Gifts and Prayers. It's the Romanoffs and their subjects. And they've got some beautiful, beautiful collections from Russia. From the Romanov Empire.
What a coincidence. The new director is from Russia.
Go figure.
Well, I mean, you should learn
some bottles in the back room.
Yeah, well, we should learn things. I don't mind. Yeah, I think we should learn things from other places. I mean, that's important, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a great history from Europe. You know, most of us came from Europe. I mean, my relatives did.
I was born at Hotel 2. No, the other one. One of those down there.
General.
Yeah, Southwest General. It was one of those hospitals.
So we can blame them. I mean, give them credit.
Well, they don't have anything to exhibit. Okay, back to reality.
Well, they got you.
It's hard to go back to reality.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes,
sorry about that.
Just so we have a studio audience. Let's hear it from the studio audience.
Yay! Yes, we do. We have a large audience in here today.
It's live at KTSM Studios.
And here
and
we
everybody goes home with, I don't know.
A prize. A turkey. No,
a turkey.
We did that already.
A cup of coffee.
Back to your reality.
And an invitation to Pepe's.
The one thing that they've never figured out at the History Museum, I hate to point out a negative, but parking down there is really an issue.
It is.
And that's just not going to be fixed until they build a bunch more parking garages.
Well, and you know, some of us have opinions about, many of us have opinions about that. You know, $10 to park to go to the museum, I have a problem with that. But anyway,
get off my lawn.
Having gotten off my soapbox for the moment.
I put you on there. I just wanted to know about
that. Thank you very much. So anyway, the gifts and prayers will be going away also soon. So that's
it is pretty. It is amazing. It's all that stuff.
Okay,
that
now you also have a wall of giants.
Yes, the Wall of Giants.
Giant wall. What's on the giant wall?
Right now, the giant wall is, you're not talking about Digi, you're talking about inside, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The giant wall right now is the history of the El Paso Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
And a lot of the movers and shakers of old El Paso were members of the chamber and helped develop that. And so we're celebrating the 100th birthday of the Chamber of Commerce there.
Well, that's cool.
Some great artifacts in there now. Felix Martinez, who was a Hispanic mover and shaker of old El Paso, a lot of his a collection is there, compliments of his grandson, a sword that he had. He was a mason. He had all kinds of really – he was the only person in the Lyon State at the Chamber of Commerce headquarters when he passed away. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And he's also getting a historic marker coming up, right?
Yes. Yes, he is. It'll be right there by the Paso del Norte Hotel because he was instrumental in raising money for that. In one day, they raised over $100,000 because of his outreach.
Was it a gambling event?
No, not necessarily.
Or selling cattle.
Oh, well.
You
want
to buy a bum steer?
Well, by the way, to our studio audience, just to let you know, Bernie's going to come into the stands with a microphone in a little while and talk to the people in the audience. No, he's not. Whatever. But back to your reality. Is there one handy?
My reality? Well, there's no reality.
That's what I'm asking. You gotta, yeah. But the thing about the History Museum, it turned out to be a nice building, I think.
Yeah.
They had some issues with the dead people, but they moved them.
Oh, yeah, they got them out of there.
Yeah, and so now it's got this nice building there. But getting stuff in there, that's what you guys are raising money for.
Absolutely, yeah. And, we raised the money to buy the display cases, which are reusable. You know, historically, they would build them and they have to scrap them because they just didn't work for everything. And so, we put together a plan with the good doctor over there, and we got this thing done. We actually had them built locally, which is great. I think we need to use more local labor.
Even better. All right. Yeah. Bernie Sargent's in the house. We're talking History Museum in downtown El Paso. And that's an interesting place to go hang out.
It is.
We'll talk more about why.
Yeah. Well, I've got a couple more exhibits we can talk about.
Well, you have to because it's only 20 minutes after. We've got to fill it till noon.
Well, we have an audience to please here.
That's true. Yeah.
We'll take audience questions here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Yes. You know what? There's actually a bigger audience in the control room. Right, Sergio?
Oh, the hooded Sergio.
That was your cue.
He's like, huh?
There's a bigger audience in the control room. Right, Sergio? Oh, go ahead. Hit the dadgum thing. No, he's not going to do it.
He's going
to on call, he will. Oh, just to remind you, this hour we're talking Amigos. And Amigos there on Montana, just to remind you one more time, they have two big meeting rooms in the back in there for parties, reunions, that kind of stuff for Christmas.
Go
down, book them up, and call Captain Hooky.
Captain Hooky.
I want to talk to Captain.
His name
is Hooky Apodaca, and however you want to deal with that, I just say, okay.
Is that his full real name?
I dare you to find out. I don't have a clue. I call him Captain because of respect.
I'd like to
Captain
know what Hooky.
And yeah, well, it's a matter of the crocodile. Don't get near
that. I got to go ask him.
Okay, but that's at 2000 Montana. They're a sponsor this hour. And it's an interesting thing down there to go down there and eat that food. We actually did that this week.
It's a nice little house.
It is. So what are we going to
do? House on the Prairie.
What are you going to do about questions for trivia?
Well, we have two of them, and we have a $20 gift certificate to Amigos or a $20 gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest to give away. For the correct answer, the first one, you got a choice there. And then in the second one, we have repeat on that one. I was going to say the question. Okay, so the first question is, how many museums does El Paso have?
You mean the number Bernie gave out a while ago?
That's right.
The big one?
That's right. And we also, did you know that El Paso... Do they have a funeral museum?
Oh, where is it? Oh, you have to name it?
Do we have one?
Oh, I thought we did.
Is it a yes or a no?
But it may not.
Do we or not? It's a yes or no.
A museum to funerals?
Yes.
Really?
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about that. So you got to figure that one out. It's a yes or no.
I see dead people.
There's
a lot of them out there.
Yes.
And so you can get these coupons by answering these questions.
Simple questions.
You have to call on the phone, however, correct?
But you have to call 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This episode is brought to you by Trane. It's hard to stop a train.
Joe, call King's Air to fix the air.
Call King's Air, but it's comfortable in the house.
Exactly.
But the weather's nice.
If you wait to call, we'll be last in line to install.
Everybody calls when the temperature changes.
I think you just changed my temperature.
Call King's Air, 592-2997 or kingsair.com.
It's nice in there, it's King's Air.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now... you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-5784. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-5784. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-5784. 1-800-394-5784.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, what's the Spanish word for fox?
Fox.
No, it isn't.
No, it's...
Okay, no. We'll have an internal trivia question within the group here. We'll just get to that in a minute. But I got to tell you something about trivia people on the phone here. Al Borrego, next week in the studio, talking about the connections between San Elizario and the Camino Real in Mexico. We have the Camino Real going from El Paso all the way up past Santa Fe, but it also goes from El Paso all the way down to Mexico City. So we're going to talk about that part next week with Al. December 14th, Sergio Lewis, he's our guest.
Sergio.
He's the man with the car body shop near the airport.
The poet.
And he has served on County Commissioner's Court, so you must respect him. We'll ask his take on El Paso history. He's seen a lot, created a lot. And doesn't know a lot because he grew up in the schools here like the rest of us. Anyway, December 21, guess who's back in style here? Captain BS himself, Bernie Sargent.
Oh, no.
And we're going to talk about, we're going to encapsulate the entire history of El Paso in 2 hours. Can we do that?
I think we can.
You think so?
I also want to talk a little bit about the history of Christmas in El Paso.
Okay.
It's Santa Claus.
That'll take another 2 days.
Santa Claus.
So, moving on to what Melissa has.
The Sunset Film Society and the International Museum of Art today and almost every Saturday at 2 p.m., they're inviting you to come to see the museum's theater and buy a bag of popcorn and a drink and sit back and enjoy a free movie. And what better movie this week than Danny Kaye's 1956 comedy, The Court Jester? And, of course, Jester, not Jester.
Yeah,
Jester. Well, you can Jester, too.
You call him Chip.
Call him Chip, yes. The Court Jester. Your host, Jay Duncan, is an amazing film historian and always has great history and trivia about the films and the movie stars. And next week, the holiday film month begins. So if you want more information about the upcoming movies for next month, go to the International Museum of Art.net or give them a call at 543-6747 and get the details.
Are you ready to be a trivial person?
I am being trivial, yes.
We got all kinds of people on the phone here. We got enough prizes for all three of you, so Yay. Don't go away. Number uno, Carlos, talk to this lady.
Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning to all of you.
Turn your radio down.
Don't yell.
Okay, I got you.
He did.
What? Echo? You got to kill the radio, dude. Sergio, is that you, Sergio, or is that him? Okay, I put him on hold. It's not us. I'm going to put him back on the air. What number was he? He was number one.
Yeah.
Carlos, try this again.
Yes, this is Carlos.
Hi, Carlos. Okay. Talk to us in real time.
All right.
Okay.
I'd like to take a shot at that trivia question on the museum.
Oh, the cemetery?
You gotta kill the radio, Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos, I can't hear you with the museum or your radio on.
Shelly, talk to him off the air and get his answer, would you? Because I can't deal with this. We're going to go to somebody else and talk to Bill. Bill, you know what, though? He may have the right answer. Just tell me, does he have the right answer? Yes or no? Shelly, quickly. Carlos, what do you got here? Carlos, what's the right
Hello?
Answer? Yes. All right, you're back on the air. What's the answer?
As far as how many
museums? Yes.
25 of them?
Yes.
All right. All right. You must have been listening carefully, correct, Carlos?
Yes.
Good job.
It couldn't have been a guess because you would have guessed 18.
But it only gets one prize because we heard him twice.
Well, that's just it. We may have to eat your food for you, dude.
So did you want Pepe's or did you want the Mission Del Rey Southwest?
No, not Pepe's.
You don't have the Amigos.
It's Amigos.
Excuse me, Amigos. Amigos,
one, two,
I apologize.
Three. Amigos! What? You want Amigos?
Yes, I'll take that.
Okay,
that.
Sorry about that,
Got
Carlos.
Got that all figured out. Well, thank you for putting up with us.
It's a darn good thing he said that.
Sure
I know. It's, like,
it's also
too bad.
A darn good thing we all figured this out at the same time.
For that
all
echo.
Right, we got you covered here. Talk to Shelly off air, and she'll tell you to pick
all
us
right.
up.
Happy holidays.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. You take
thanks,
it easy.
Thanks, Carlos.
See you in the streets. Okay, now. And that's at Amigos.
Yes.
We got more people.
Sorry about that.
We got another one. This one. Hey, Bill. What's up, Bill?
Not much. What's up with you guys?
Talk to
Not
this lady.
Not too much. Okay. Bill, the next question that we have is, does El Paso have a funeral museum, yes or no?
Yes, we do, and it's on the west side at Purchase.
Oh, my
Purchase.
God, you even knew where it was.
You have to say it correctly. It's Purchase.
Purchase, yes.
Purchase.
Okay. Now, do you work for Purchase? No, or do you...
no I just drove by there about 3 days ago and looked over there and went, holy cow, we got a funeral?
Museum.
Wow.
And they got those big carriages that they used to... transport people and all that.
I know a lot of people. I live not far from them. We haven't been in there. Have you been in to see it?
Not the museum. I've been in there twice. Okay. But not for the museum.
Did Margaret get you to take her there yet?
Not yet.
Oh, we got to go. So.
We can continue this private conversation later, yes, perhaps. Yes. But in the meantime, let's deal
so
with
I
Bill.
I thought maybe he could talk about it. So.
But he can't. It's just it.
No.
Ask Bill. He's on the phone.
Bill, how was it?
Oh, you guys are doing fine. Listen, you got a great radio program. You guys
you,
just keep highlighting El Paso. You're doing wonderful.
Thank
so
you
now,
kindly.
did you want the gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest then?
How about Pepe's?
You know, I could give you either Amigos or Pepe's, believe it or not.
Oh, Amigos or Pepe's?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd rather have Pepe's. We live on the west side.
There
okay.
you go.
And then they can go to the funeral museum after they have lunch, because it's not far.
But just go to have
fun. That's no reflection on the food of Pepe's, trust me.
No, just go to have fun. Don't go there because of something you ate, okay? Don't even think about that.
No, we've eaten there. That's a good place. Thank
okay,
you.
Fair enough. And I got to tell you, Rick, you blew it. You got off the phone. We could have asked you another question and given you more food. But no, you left. So there. All right, so anyway, Bill's got the food here. What else is on your mind? Is that enough stuff?
No, I think you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all, thank you very much.
Happy
Hold on
holidays,
there. Don't
Bill.
Hang up. Hold on there. Shelly will talk to you about whatever. Good Lord, let's get out of here and do something else. Well, we should take a commercial. Should we do that?
I think so, yes.
544-5876
or 544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
The 86th annual Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl is on New Year's Eve. Celebrate the end of 2019 at the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, where two Power 5 conference teams will meet at high noon. Tuesday, December 31st, it's the ACC versus the Pac-12 in El Paso's own Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. Tuesday, December 31st at noon. For tickets and information, call 533-4416 or go to Ticketmaster.com. El Paso's greatest game.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
On the toughest jobs, you need clutch performance from your tools. You need clutch hand tools from Northern Tool. Built tough and backed by a lifetime guarantee, clutch hand tools perform under pressure.
Save up to 50% on a clutch 4-piece locking pliers set or a 3/8 drive quick release ratchet, now only $12.99.
Northern Tool has the right tool for any job. Northern Tool and Equipment. Quality tools for serious work.
Join iHeartMedia and Walgreens this Tuesday for Senior Day. Visit Walgreens on Oregon and Paisano from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. to learn more about the OTC program and how your insurance plan could cover over-the-counter purchases, such as diabetes care items, braces, and pain relief items.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563, and by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We need to tell you what's happening right there in the old El Paso Inc. What do you got?
The new UTEP President Heather Wilson talks about flying her plane and her vision for the university in this week's Q&A.
Also in the Inc., inside the latest multi-million dollar project to transform a downtown high-rise. New apartments, co-working space, and retail is on the way.
The effort to bring a law school to El Paso takes a step forward. Could it be housed at UTEP?
That's El Paso's Business Journal, El Paso Inc. It's available for home or business delivery.
To read El Paso Inc. and to order your subscription, go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, host Stephanie Valle interviews Las Cruces Mayor Ken Mia Shigamingamagabaga. Something like that. But if you talk to the mayor about it. I gotta talk to this guy about construction
and how to pronounce his name.
That's even better. Tune in Sunday night and figure out what they're doing with the mayor.
Join host Stephanie Valle. No,
Valle.
Stephanie Valle. Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. right after the news. You know, I just didn't want you to feel alone for getting that totally wrong.
It wasn't a question of when the bar was open. The bar never closed. You see, that's the issue at hand here in this control room. And also, we had a, what was the trivia question we had for the locals here? The name of Fox in Spanish is
Zorro.
Thank you very little.
The Gay Blade.
Who would know? Well, don't go there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong movie.
Good God.
But wrong. It was a movie.
Here come all the phone calls about that now.
It was a movie.
Just to let you know, one reminder, amigos, you got to get down there and talk to him about it. Just call him up. Getting a room for a group meeting for the holidays. And even when the holidays are over, they'll still take your orders.
I'm blaming your family for
this. I'm not even in charge of anything right now.
It's these out-of-town visitors.
But also, I'm ignoring you.
And Wendy.
I'm ignoring her, too. Pepe's is a Red Box event today. Go out there and order some food in a Red Box, and they'll ship it frozen to somewhere, anywhere, two-day delivery. It actually works. We tried it. And one more thought, Mission Del Rey, they're having a special military discount now on the weekend. Also, I bet if you went in there Monday, they'd still give you a military discount. But also, shop them by website, take a look at that, and then go in the store and pick it up. And to tell them we sent you.
That's right.
Then we'll make points. What are we supposed to do now?
We're supposed to do something.
Talk to Bernie.
Talk to him.
Sure, you can do that.
I'm going back to Facebook.
Oh, Bernie's here.
I'm here, yes.
Son of a gun.
We're suffering a Rocky Mountain high because of our guests in the audience.
Now, these are the guys from Delaware.
Oh, they're from Delaware.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, geez,
yeah.
We need to talk slower.
Yeah, a lot slower here.
They're the troublemakers.
Yeah, the Colorado people left already. They think they're going to beat the snow. They already missed beating the snow.
That's right. So what to Delaware?
Arkansas.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Oh, and then Hawaii. Do something. Talk about the History Museum.
I will. And I failed to mention the newest exhibit that just opened. It's called Pasos Urbanos. It's a photographic narrative of the Borderlands downtown culture. Now, this is pretty cool. They asked for pros and amateurs to submit pictures of their interpretation of El Paso and what is. And they had over 480 submittals.
Wow.
And it was an amateur that won the contest. He actually won. They had a cash prize for him. But they have some beautiful pictures.
What can you describe the winning picture?
Photografia. It was in Juarez, and it was downtown in a black and white setting. It wasn't even color, but it was just beautiful. And it showed the shops.
Color came to Juarez a lot later.
Yeah.
It came to America first, and then Juarez got color.
Yeah, we built the crayons.
Keep going on. Read your thing.
I'm reading my thing. Anyway, that's the only other one I have not mentioned so far. That they're doing. And I mentioned that the railroad's coming in January, so that's kind of a cool thing.
Well, the El Paso Museum of History, as I recall when they set this up, there was a dividing line between what they were going to put in there and what they're going to put in the Museum of Archaeology.
Yeah.
Because both of those, they're both history museums.
Well, there was a push for a short period of time to move all of the archaeological stuff up to the Museum of History, and we pushed back real hard on that.
That was a stupid idea.
Yeah.
And they were just going to kill that museum.
They were.
And turn it into a store or something.
No telling what
Even
they were
worse.
Going to do with that.
But we need an archaeology museum because there's enough archaeology here. It deserves a museum. But the cutoff date, basically, was when the Spanish arrived.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's when the Spanish arrived. That's in the El Paso Museum of History.
Correct.
And then when everything before that would be in the archaeology museum.
Yeah, the woolly mammoths and all those critters that roamed this area.
You know, that exhibit out there at the Museum of Archaeology, that is a baby mammoth. I mean, it fills up the whole exhibit. And I ask him, why didn't you put in a big one? They say, it'll never fit in a building.
Yeah,
true.
I mean, it wouldn't fit in a building.
Sounds like an oxymoron. A baby mammoth. It's like jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you seen a jumbo shrimp mammoth? That's even worse. But they don't have any of those. Those are out at Waco Tank. No. Don't even. This is a silly day. But the thing about it, with the History Museum being what it is, it would be really fascinating if somebody with too much money would come along and really make some cool exhibits happen.
Yeah.
Because what you're telling me, the city's not going to fund the exhibits.
Oh, no, they do. But not to the point they need to be funded. It's like most decent museums, you have to have a foundation because, you know, there's certain requirements and stipulations that every community, every bureaucracy follows. But with a foundation like what we have a lot more latitude to do things, which is, I think, a blessing in disguise. And we actually serve under the umbrella of the Community Foundation. They are like our parent organization.
Oh, so that's where the donation physically
goes. It goes through them to us.
And
then we write the checks for the exhibits. And it's a lot faster, a lot less red tape, so to speak.
What is in the plannings for new museums, or what would you personally like to see?
Boy, I'd like to see an exhibit on transportation cross-country, not just the railroads, but the cars, the covered wagons, the stagecoaches, because we had so much of an impact because of that, you know, going all the way back to the first vehicles coming across. There's some great history.
You got to go back to when people were just walking. A lot of people just walked here.
Yeah. Well, you had before
what?
The cadetas. Yeah.
Cadetas.
Yeah.
But they walked behind the carretas.
They tried to stay in front because there was oxen pulling the carretas, and it, you know, you're cleaning your shoes a lot.
Well, it's better getting run over.
And you had to urge those the oxen to move too, so you would have been in front.
Yeah, I wanted to recreate that oxen thing and have a race between El Paso and Las Cruces, and you know, you got 3 days to get there with your ox. Good luck. And the thing is, you can't get an oxen mounted with their braces.
The yoke
thing. You can't do that anymore. You have to raise them from young all the way up because they basically tie them onto their horns.
Yeah.
And they don't do that anymore. It's around the neck. And so you couldn't ever get a neck guy to go back to the horn guy without having him grow up that way. Don't go there, Bernie. I'm serious.
There are so many things I could say.
I know there are, but I'm kind of being serious.
We'd get
here.
Knocked off.
No, that's
the air.
True.
If you go look at the drawings of the old Spanish dudes, and those poor oxen, they were both looking straight ahead.
Was
all day
it very
long.
Nice?
I mean, they were. You can't turn left. No, I can't turn left. I can't turn right either. Well, then go this way.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. That's why the road was pretty straight.
Yeah, you got to put them oxen in a path and just let them alone.
What was it? Only oxen free?
Don't go there.
Okay.
But the thing is, the whole history of El Paso does sort of hinge on transportation.
It does.
And a lot of people back in the day, when they got here, they said, oh, my God, I made it. And they realized, oh, that's a club all by itself.
Well, when Oñate came across Salamanca, the desert there, that was like almost 4 days before they found food and water.
Oh, well, yeah, big deal.
Yeah, and which was kind of frightening because the animals and the people ran right for the water and started drinking, and they had a real serious problem.
And you had two horses explode?
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
They drank too much water and blew up. I mean,
unfortunately, yeah.
I don't think I want to be there when that happens.
But
that's the transportation history. But most of those people were walking.
They were walking.
They were not on the carretas.
Well, until the Spaniards came over, we hadn't had horses since ancient times.
That's right.
They kind of just went away. And so they brought the horses over, and and everybody started using them, including the Native Americans.
Can you imagine the Indian first look at a horse and, whoa, whoa, and a conquistador in metal on top, glinting in the sun like, what the heck is that?
I use that analogy a lot out at Keystone. We're talking about the first settlers that passed by there. You know, not the first settlers, but when the Europeans, so to speak, came by. And you had these people dressed in loincloths seeing folks on these strange creatures with the flags flying, the silk, the shiny armor and all that.
They probably had
great spirits, a
trumpet or something going off, didn't they?
Well, they always played music.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I remember when we did that filming out there, we had the musician that came in. And
oh, that's right.
He played them.
He was playing ancient flutes that era.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sue Taylor's husband.
Yeah. And we had a medium out there communicating with the spirits of Keystone.
That's true.
It was pretty fascinating.
Several showed up.
They did.
And so good luck with that.
They did. But they didn't pay admission, though.
No. Well, talk about Keystone for a minute, because you do have an event coming up next weekend.
Yeah, we do. Friday and Saturday, the Illuminati walkthrough. Illuminati is by the lake, we call it. We started doing this a few years ago, and it's become very, very successful. It's a nice event. It's quiet. We have Christmas music playing in the background. We're working right now to get a few of the local schools to bring in some of their musicians to play music. Most of the kids just want to have that weekend off, but we're working on that. And we also line it with over 2,500 Illuminatias.
Define the Keystone Heritage Park.
Keystone Heritage Park is right now 56 acres. It was a piece of property that was owned by an individual. And 25 years ago, the railroad wanted to build a switching yard on there. We stopped them from doing that, which is really difficult to do in
the
state of Texas.
Even though they said they were only going to run it at night.
They were only going to do it at night. Yeah, that made a lot of sense to us, too.
Oh, my.
Especially when we lived that close down there. It was like, yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah, right.
But.
We stopped them, and we managed to find monies through TxDOT Grant and the Meadows Foundation and bought the land from the owner of the property.
But why is this land important to begin with?
It's muy importante because there's a middle archaic wetlands and a middle archaic village there.
The village!
That dates back 4,500 years, más o menos 500.
Now, how many people in El Paso grew up or did not know that? Raise your hand unless you're driving.
Virtually everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't know about it when we saved the land.
Right.
We had no idea that village was even there. They kind of kept it quiet because they don't want people out there digging around looking for stuff.
They did not find the village until the mid-1970s.
Right.
And at that point, they said, oh, my God, what is this?
It is such a valuable piece of property.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
That was by pure accident. They
it
found
was.
It.
Well, there was,
there
a, gentleman,
was a storm.
Yeah, well, and a gentleman walking through there said, what's this organized rock formation on the side of one of the arroyos? And that's when they called in the experts, the archaeologists and anthropologists, and they did some carbon dating, and they discovered approximately 40 or so pit houses. Were located at that location.
And they were contemporary, meaning there was a village at the time.
There was a village. They were not nomadic.
Right.
They were hunter-gatherers, and they lived there all the time.
So that was going on when they were building pyramids in Egypt.
They were building the first pyramid when we had a village here, El Paso's birthplace.
But a lot of people don't realize that this history extends that far back and can be shown.
Yeah.
And proven carbon dated, whatever. But the fascinating thing about Keystone, we were going to talk about the History Museum, but this is kind of history. But the Keystone thing is that when they dug down to figure out what was there to save it, mm-hmm. they did not go to the bottom layer. They said, oh, we've gone far enough to save it.
That's correct.
Whatever's under there, we don't. And they never went back.
Well, you know, I mentioned I'd like to see an exhibit on transportation through El Paso starting back in that period of time. We know that there were villages or clans all along the Rio Grande River. And the people that lived at Keystone were trading with other clans or villages along the river. And so I'd like to see a little bit of development of the history of the foot trails, the footpaths that these natives took, followed by the Chihuahua Trail, which ran from Santa Fe down to Chihuahua. And that's something that you talked about earlier with the MacGoffins, with Samuel. Samuel was James Wiley's brother, and they traveled the Chihuahua Trail and Santa Fe Trail. And we have a statue there. It's Samuel's wife, Susan Shelby MacGoffin, at Keystone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the third of the 12 travelers, with her pet, Mr. Ring, the greyhound that went with her everywhere went. It's really a cool statue.
So how about putting a 12 traveler something or other at the History Museum?
They thought about that.
Yeah.
But it didn't fly. They wanted to put Oñate there, and they said no. There was a little bit of a controversy about him. And so they didn't do that. But
for those of you who don't know, the big horse statue that's at the airport with a guy on top, mm-hmm. that's Oñate.
Yes.
But that's not the name of the statue.
No, they call it by a French name, Equestrian.
The Equestrian.
Equestrian.
Yeah. Go figure. And they had to do that for the politics of El Paso. They weren't going to put up something with Oñate's name on it.
Right. Huh. Right. Yeah, go figure.
But Hauser put his name in there anyway, I believe.
He did. It's buried. We know where it is. Anyway, and then the next one coming up is going to be Benito Juarez.
And Juarez, they've already figured him at Chamizal.
He's going to be at the Chamizal.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So, you know, there's some really cool things about that. But talking about the history, we could talk about the Chihuahua Trail. We could talk about the Butterfield Trail, which went by there. We could talk about the first transcontinental highway, paved highway, which went through there, the Bankhead Highway.
Bankhead. Yeah.
And then they had the Lee's Highway. They had a number of different roads that traveled from Florida, New York, Washington, D.C., to the West Coast.
How many highways go through Pepe's?
Just one. That's all that counts. The Camino Real.
Well, the Camino Real, but then the Bankhead would also have
gone. Yeah, it went by there. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they all followed that same pattern.
That's what I mean. And
yeah.
And the Chihuahua Trail would have gone through there.
It did. Yeah.
And then the Santa Fe Trail.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was
up north.
That went to Missouri. Okay.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of, and Pepe's is a restaurant that we partake in, mm-hmm. and if you were sitting there at the right time a long time ago, you'd have been run over by Don Juan.
In fact, his group of people, there were hundreds of people, several thousand animals. The train was anywhere from 2 miles long to 5 miles long. So you can imagine these natives watching this come up over the horizon.
Oh, man.
And I can just see Pepe said, oh, my God, get some more margarita mix.
Tamales.
Here we go.
The one and only.
Speaking of which, let's go to Pepe's after the show. Shall we do
that? That's true. And you can get the one and only
margarita. There we go. Hey. Call us if you need to. We're getting out for one more break.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
What would you do if you win the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just 2 taps, you could win the next multi-million dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
Black Friday through Cyber Monday. For every $25 gift card purchase at thecheesecakefactory.com or at any of the Cheesecake Factory restaurants, you'll receive two free slices of cheesecake redeemable in the new year. Visit thecheesecakefactory.com for more details.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got to control that studio audience. They sometimes get up out of their chairs.
They're throwing
around,
popcorn.
Make noise. Hey, but I got to tell you something. This is bizarre. A subjective color in Membre's black on white pottery. Check this out. Stephanie Whittlesley, whatever her name is, PhD lady. She's having a free lecture on Saturday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Check this out. Many Membre's black-on-white geometric designs produce the illusion of color when rotated rapidly, much like the subjective color hallucination that has been known in the psychology of perception for more than a century. In other words, subjective color is one of the numerous neuropsychologically induced visual hallucinations that are universally in human beings and produced by epilepsy, migraines, hallucinogens, certain diseases, other causes, and apparently pottery.
Peyote.
Is that what was in it? But this lady,
there you go.
She's going to explain what happens when you spin a pot. You get hallucinations off the pot.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yeah.
That is spinning.
Okay. What the heck is this? So check that out. Museum of Archaeology. Oh, it's in 2 weeks. Call them up, 212-0421, and say, is that real? But they're talking
real.
About the things that shamans experience. You can get off just spinning a pottery. Who knew that? She did. Okay.
You'll know soon.
Enough of this excitement.
First Impressions, Anglo Travelers and the Origins of El Paso in the 1840s and 1850s. It's going to be a wonderful seminar, December 5th at 6 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of History. Join us for the third installment of our Faces and Places of the Chihuahuan Desert. And this is a great lecture. Dr. Mark Syak Ortega, he's a department head of history at the New Mexico State University, gives great presentations and lectures. It's a free event. Get out there and see him. I mean, if you get a chance, he is wonderful. He's written a book. He is. He's smart.
He knows a lot of stuff.
He's real smart.
Speaking of smart people, hey, Bernie.
Oh, me? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's left to discuss here?
Well, you know, one of the things I mentioned kind of casually early in the show is the fact that people can, for a nice donation, sponsor portions of the Museum of History. For instance, the Orientation Theater, we offer that. We offer the exhibition galleries. There's four of those. Frank Gorman's family sponsored the upstairs entryway. They've got a nice picture of Frank up there and paid honorable tribute to his endeavors with not only the El Paso Museum of History, but the state of Texas. He was very instrumental in helping the state put together a program where they would restore and rehabilitate courthouses throughout the state.
And it was fascinating because we didn't have one.
We had a beautiful one at one
time.
No,
but I mean, by the time he got this program going, that had been torn down.
Yeah, he lamented that a lot
when
I talked to him.
Yeah,
and you know, we've got classrooms there that can be sponsored, and it's nice because you get a nice tax write-off. So if you've got the
name is out there,
your name is there in perpetuity. You know, and it's just a great cause, and I think that as the museum moves forward, it's going to just only get better.
One last thing to discuss the Museum of History is the digital wall.
Oh, digi!
Nobody has one like that in America. Except there's one in Egypt. There's one in Denmark?
Yes.
And one in El Paso?
Yes.
Explain that.
The digital wall, or we call it digi, is a wall that has over 80,000 pictures that have been donated to the Museum of History, and to place it up there. It's interactive. I mean, you go there, you can actually go three-dimensional back into the subject matter. If you see a person, you touch that person's head, and it'll take you back and tell you the history of that person, place, or thing at the museum. And it's a wall that's, I believe, 40 feet wide by about 8 feet tall.
It's touchscreen. You can move stuff all over the place.
Yeah, and you can take a picture of you standing there at the wall and send an electronic postcard anywhere in the world. It's really a cool little tool.
And it's layered. It's really cool. I like the thing we have here on the wall. If that were the digital wall, you touch on Pancho and his whole history would show up.
Exactly.
And you touch on the mission and that history would show
up.
And
Black Jack Pershing.
And Black Jack is up there and John Wesley. All that is actually in the digital
wall.
It
is.
Amazing stuff. All right, Bernie Sargent, thanks for being here. Come back in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about the history of El Paso.
Absolutely.
Elongated and encapsulated all at once.
In English. And in English.
And in English.
Possibly English.
Oh, and the special of the day is folded tacos.
It is.
Yes.
No, it's not. Hey, that was good.
Hey, one, two, three. No,
no it's not. It is red chili meat enchiladas
at Pepe's today. And also, don't forget Amigos. That's a great place
That's
as well.
That's a wonderful place
in
to
Central.
Go.
See you in the streets or next week here on the radio.
Someplace out
See
there.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
What's really going on in this country? If you want a daily deep dive for everything about politics, national security, and culture, you need to subscribe and listen to the podcast of The Buck Sexton Show. Hey, it's Buck Sexton, and I'm a former CIA analyst who served overseas in war zones. I bring a pro-freedom, pro-constitution perspective to today's events, and we have plenty of laughs about the absurdity of everything, too. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Find The Buck Sexton Podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries. A man is being hailed as a hero for reportedly using a 5-foot-long narwhal tusk to help stop a deadly terror attack in London. Witnesses say the unknown bystander pulled the horn off the wall of Fishmongers Hall yesterday before rushing out to confront 28-year-old Usman Khan, who had already stabbed two people to death on the London Bridge. Correspondent Dan Shinneman says authorities believe the attacker was acting alone.
Police are not looking for any other suspects. As for the motive, police have declared it an act of terrorism.
The man and several other bystanders held Khan down until police arrived and shot him to death. The suspect was wearing a fake explosive vest. Authorities are continuing.